This is named Outside the Box, because that's what we're trying to be. Today's topic is, what's in a name? What is in a name, or two or three names, or no name at all? Names tell us a lot, like what a person's ethnic heritage is. They can tell us about the job or occupation of an ancestor, like the last name Cook or Fisher, where they were from, London or Berliner, what their father's name was, Johnson, Ivanov, or something unique about them, Little or Schwartz, which means black in German. Do we need a name? Not according to my nameless friend. He doesn't have any identification either, but manages to earn money, travel, and function pretty well day to day without one. I call him the nameless person, but I know some call him No Name or something similar. Of course, if too many people chose not to have names, it might get confusing. But I only know one. Here's his reason for not having a name. Quote, I stopped using a name 44 years ago. When I tell people I don't have a name, people sometimes ask, but what name were you born with? The answer, of course, is none. Names are something you're given. Names enable people to work and live in large communities. I prefer living and working in smaller communities, where I can know the people I'm working with and living with by character, rather than simply by identification label. End quote. There are some with just one name. If you're creative in the naming process, you can be the only Rumpelstiltskin or Casanova in the area. Why bother with two or three names if one is enough and no one is confused? Here's the explanation from a person with only one name. Quote, I was born with three names, as so many of us are. I never used the first name that all my foremothers had used, and many women do not keep their father's last names. So I thought about letting them go. I was almost going to find another last name. But if I wasn't going to use my father's last name, I couldn't think why I would use some other father's name. And then I got it. One name was what I wanted. End quote. Given names are those a person is born with. Taken names are ones a person decides to change to, either legally or just through day-to-day usage in common law. I'm surprised how few people actually take new names. My partner took a new middle and last name many years ago. My first name is a U.S. version of a great-great-grandfather's name, and my last name is based on the Polish city that relatives even further back came from. While I might pick a different name now if I wanted to change, I'm happy to be connected to my long-ago roots and relatives in Eastern Europe. Two couples I know scrapped their given names when they married. One couple took a last name that was an amalgamation of their two last names, the first two syllables of one and the last syllable of the other. The second couple decided they both liked the word steward, so that became both of their last names. In the 1980s and 90s, it was more accepted for women to keep their family surname after marriage. Most did that because they wanted their name to represent who they were, not who they were married to. An estimated 18% of women still retain their family names, family surnames. However, almost all women's surnames are still based on the heritage of their father. So a few are taking completely new last names, so their identity is based on who they are as individuals, not who their family is. And what about men changing their last name to that of a female partner? It's extremely rare, although about 2% of couples take a hyphenated last name. I can't wait to find out the last name of children of a couple, one of whose last name is Goldberg Kobayashi, and the other is Rodriguez O'Malley. There are other norms that can be broken. Why give children the surname of either or both parents? How about initials instead of names? Or a number as part of a name? I know a person whose middle initial is 3. Would you like to change part or all of your name? If so, what are you waiting for? I'm Larry Danziger, or maybe Lefty the Scrounge, not ready to junk the idea of taking a new name.